This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. For over 25 years, Father Bill Carmody, a Catholic priest in Colorado, has been praying outside abortion clinics, including the clinic involved in the recent shootings. Father Bill modeled what it is to be pro-life by caring enough for all human life to be on a first-name basis with staff and even executives of the abortion clinic. He cared for them as a father would. When the shooting and killing came last week, he called the people he knew at Planned Parenthood to make sure they were unharmed. That kind of love is part of a culture of life. While media outlets continue to call those who would abolish abortion terrorists or dangerous or link such folks to random shootings, the president is reiterating that he will veto any defunding of Planned Parenthood. Congress continues to prepare for defunding the group linked to the sale and marketing of abortion specimens. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. Churchinneed.org. Again, highlighting the danger pregnant women face from violence and coercion, a woman says she is being pressured to abort their third child because her husband says if she doesn't, it will kill him. About half of all abortions are done under the duress of coercion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.